Eric Crawford has reinvented himself several times over his 53 years. The Milwaukee native has done everything from working as a cruise director in Florida to earning a master's in human resources. The green thread wove its way into his psyche during boyhood summers spent at Wilderness Camp.
I was president of my high school ecology club in the late 70s.
Marriage wrapped all the pieces together. Crawford returned to Milwaukee to raise his family and launched a career finding executives for green businesses. During that era, he jumped into his current incarnation as owner of a ribbon-making business. He learned the shop's history winds its way back to the General String Company, formed in the 1920s. Its core customers were local tanneries.
Because you can't wrap leather hides in metal, because it would tear the hides. So they imported these machines from Europe.
A local entrepreneur had brought the mothballed machinery back to life in the 1980s and eventually moved the shop from the Third Ward to its current home, a small bygone brewery at 5th and Valete. Crawford purchased Cream City Ribbon last year. While he has updated the company's digital underpinnings, such as its website, he won't tamper with the product.
It's U.S. sourced cotton. It's unwoven. So if you can look at it really closely, what you'll see is that there's no cross stitch. What's so vibrant about this ribbon is that it's not dyed. We actually put in half inch of ribbon, 50 strands of cotton yarn that are glued together. Also with the adhesive, it has this incredible curling. It curls and holds its shape.
Nor does Crawford intend to monkey with the 1920s ribbon-making machinery.
It's not a complicated business, but it's a real artisan craft. I mean, as you'll see, what Mary's doing. This is what I'd love to show you.
Mary Hart came with the company. Its previous owner taught her the art of ribbon making. Hart is feeding strands of a new organic cream cotton yarn into the creel. Small vintage motors rotate the steel frame slowly. The pace allows the strands to be dipped into glue and then fuse them to perfection. Yet there are tricks to the trade. Hart constantly checks the consistency of the glue.
Every order is different. Every day is different. Humidity in the air affects what's going on with the ribbon. The yarn itself has different qualities, and you have to learn how to deal with each color.
She slips off her multicolored spectacles to peer up at the moving strand.
I can see if it's shiny evenly throughout the width of the ribbon.
She's not satisfied.
What I'm actually feeling is there's a little splitty thing there that's not ideal, and so I'm going to go fix that.
Hart deftly turns knobs to fine-tune the pressure and amount of glue released. Then she shifts gears to signal which design or decorative crimp to add to this batch of dried ribbon. The petite ribbon maker hauls the heavy barrel full of finished product over to antique spooling machines. Owner Eric Crawford looks on admiringly, knowing there are piles of orders to fill.
The florist, the wedding planner, the little chocolate store, that's the leaf chambray, which is just really beautiful. Somebody will buy one, or we'll have a customer that buys hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these in the cases.
Over the next 5 years, Crawford wants to have all 5 antique ribbon-making machines rolling 2 shifts a day.
We've done a major presentation for a European distributor, so we're trying to open up Europe. I'm trying to open up Japan. There's a tremendous tradition of gift wrapping there, and they appreciate high quality and the fact of how our ribbon looks and feels.
He seems to hold Mary Hart's ribbon-making artistry in equal value and hopes she will apprentice fledglings while he explores ways to cut energy consumption and seeks more locally sourced ingredients.
I'm constantly trying to move everything closer. So our spools, for example, I just found another local supplier for our spools.
Another thread of Crawford's story exists a short distance from here, the grocery store his grandfather owned.
My grandfather started a store as an immigrant here on 7th and Valete, and here I am, 2 blocks away. You know, just the idea that you can make a living on almost anything, of just trying to do it better, making it local, making it healthier.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.